Malky's done a good job there and let him continue with it. So I've got my time was done. I have an issue with them, and that will come to fruition hopefully pretty soon, and then I can just get on with what I want to do.
What kind of game do you expect? Do you expect it'll be a tight one? It was quite a tight one down there, wasn't it?
Yeah, this is the top of the league. We've had them watched a couple of times. No doubt they will have had us watched. They're up there because they've been the most consistent in their results. Whether the performances have been what they expect or whatever, I don't know. But certainly in results, it's about keeping it going. And you know, people are saying they're going to limp over the line or they're going to jump over the line. It doesn't really matter as long as they get there. And I'm sure that's what their manager will be telling them.
Was it a bit of a turning point moment, the game down there? I know you didn't win the game or even get a point from it, but there just seemed to be a bit of momentum built from that performance.
No, I think it started before then, because even when we went through the bad patch, we were still performing okay, and I think that's what kept everybody going. Heads didn't drop, confidence didn't hit an all-time low, because we felt that the performances didn't really relate to the results, and as long as we kept trying to do the right things, then you know we always felt it would change. And you know, we've worked really hard, and we don't want to take our foot off the gas on that. And that goes for now until, you know, I leave, they leave, or whatever. Everybody has to keep their foot to the floorboards and just keep progressing, keep trying to do the right things, and keep pushing forward.
They are the league leaders, so what does your team need to do to get a result against them?
Be at our best, as simple as that. It's we are a match for anybody at this level, and we've proved that time and time again. So to get to that, we have to be at our best.
And when you look at them, their results recently, it goes to show again, I know it's something we've talked about a lot this season, there's not a great deal between the teams. I think they've won one of the last five, despite the fact that they've got that good cushion up there. Anybody can beat anyone, can't they?
Yes, the league proves that time and time again. It's that everybody are much the same. It's just that, you know, you get on it's consistency. It's about keeping that run going, that consistent level of getting results, because you know, people will always tell you a sign of a good team is when they're not playing well, they keep picking up points. That goes whether you're at the top, bottom, or in the middle. It doesn't really matter. But the teams that are at the top is because they're the ones who have kept it going consistently, rather than, you know, bit parts. And you know, we you can't even say we had a good start, because we were only three games into the season. But it took us time to adjust to this level and get the right team out there and get everybody doing what we want to do. And that took, you know, basically half a season. That's how, you know, it can happen to you that way. But now we are settled. We know we're not as naive as what we were. Players are now performing to the best of their ability. And we want to keep that consistency going right until the end of the season. And then we build on it, and we can reflect on what's happened and where we feel we went wrong, where we feel we can be better. But the major thing is to stay in this division first, and then we can do all that.
Do you think Cardiff will go up?
I would think so. I think they'll be disappointed if they don't. They seem to have enough cushion from top to third. So it doesn't matter whether they go up top or they go up second, as long as the clubs get there. But I think they've got enough points on the board now just to see whether it's going to be first or second.
Obviously, your ambitions will be to finish as high as possible, but if you win your game in hand, you will just be a point off the top half. So is that something that you look at now and say, you know, realistically, we can target a top half finish?
Well, if you look at the results over the last couple of months, you know, we've been picking up probably 2 points a game, which is not a bad average to have. But we want to continue that. We want to keep growing as a football club, keep growing as a squad, keep pushing ourselves to the limit. And we do that every day here. We are what we feel now quite a progressive club. And to be progressive, you've got to make sure that you keep on the boil. And if we keep doing that with them and the players are still prepared to listen and learn and push on, then the club will go forward. We don't want it to stagnate. We think that's happened enough. Now we have an opportunity to say, look, right, this is the way we're going to do. This is our ethos. This is our culture of the club. And we build on it.
Can anything happen between now and the end of the season that will either shape your thinking for next year, or can you take any momentum into a summer? Do any of those things count?
Yeah, of course they do, because if you finish on a good note, then hopefully you'll start on a good note. But confidence is high at the moment. There's a really good feel factor around the place. They seem to be in a good place at the moment, and not just the players, but the staff, everybody associated, the supporters, and you want to keep that good feel factor going. And, you know, if you finish the season on a good note, then it sets the tone again for the start. Of course, but listen, we will look through everything. There won't be anything that won't be turned over, analysed, put back and then returned over, just to make sure that, you know, whatever we've done, where the mistakes were, where we feel the mistakes were, and, you know, everybody will have an opinion where they feel we should have done better or whatever, and we'll look at all that and calculate it and see, right, where's our next move. And because I have said many times that it is a club that is basically, you know, work in progress, and we want to be in a situation in 12 months' time where we've looked back and said, right, we learned from all that, where are we now, and hopefully we'll be, you know, fighting at the other end of the table because of all the hard work that's gone in the previous season.
How many points do you think you need to guarantee safety?
I've said before 52, 53. It could go more than that, you know, because of the way the division is. And people that think they're safe at the moment mightn't be. You know, it's such a tough, tight division all the way up. I don't know. You know, if we'd have won the game before, if we'd have beaten Forest and then gone on and done what we did at Leicester, we've probably jumped up 6 or 7 places. But you're still not out of danger because the division is that tight.
Conor Wickham, what's his situation? Is he coming back on loan or not?
We're just waiting to hear. I spoke to Martin the other day. Martin will decide. He's got one or two injuries and illnesses, and hopefully we should find out within the next 24 hours.
Presumably you would be quite keen to keep
him. Yeah, definitely. We want to keep him. Conor's enjoyed his time here, and you know, we want to keep a good player around us. We don't let another one go, and hopefully, you know, the lads that they've got injured will recover and they don't need him.
It might be a complete irrelevance, this, but, you know, him going back to Sunderland this week and training with them, you know, he's not sort of been part of a game plan, I guess, for this game coming up against Cardiff. Does that have any impact if he does come back on loan?
No, not really. He's been here, he's been training, he hasn't been back there, he's been with us. No, he's trained with us, so he's still here. We're just waiting on them to confirm that, yes, he can play on Saturday. And that will suit us fine.
That sounds good then, the fact that he's still here suggests that he might be able to
sign. It's like that old adage, isn't it? You know, I don't know what percentage it is, but if you've got hold of it, then it's yours until someone says different. So, no, we're pleased. The kid really likes it here. You know, we've had Manchester City in today with their guys coming to check on Jeremy. So everybody's happy in what we're doing, the way we're developing them. We're happy with some of the players that we've got out because the way they're developing. So, as I said, it's a good place to be at the moment. And that's because confidence is high. But we want to continue that, and we want to keep all our players. We want to get everybody fit. We want them all vying for places where the competition is really healthy, and the training sessions that we're having now are healthy because, you know, nobody really knows whether they're in or they're out, so they have to play at their best, and that's the best thing to be.
Is he buzzing a little bit more, Conor, about the fact that, you know, he's got a goal, he's got off the mark, because whether you're on a loan spell or a permanent whatever, I suppose it's always good to get your first goal, isn't it?
Well, I think you can see the reaction from him on Saturday when he scored. You know, he's not just with his teammates, it's the bench, it's everything that we're trying to develop here and everything that's growing. And as long as it continues, as I said, you know, listen, I'd rather be in a place like this when it's going well and everything's good and happy than when it isn't.
And you talked about Jeremy there and with Manchester City. Do you feel like since he came back to the club, he's basically just carried on where he left off?
Well, I think it took him a couple of games to readjust and adapt to it, because I feel that probably the Watford scenario affected him a little bit. And then it took us a while to get him going. But since then, he's, like everybody else, I said, I think they've all been outstanding. And that's down to them, to the work rate, the staff, everybody associated with the club, I said. And, you know, it doesn't matter what environment you work in. If it's a good, healthy environment, it's always a pleasure to go into work, and this is a good place at this moment to come into.
Got to ask you about this. Jay Bothroyd did an interview this week with another BBC station where he said he really didn't enjoy his time here. And he had a little bit of a dig at the fans, saying they had to realise they were a League One club that had been promoted and they needed to adapt to the Championship. I just wondered what you made of that.
I haven't seen it, so I can't really comment on it. But, listen, you know, he didn't have the best of times here. He knows that at the end of the day, but, you know, you can't blame the fans or blame whatever else. You got to look at yourself at the end of the day. And I don't know what context. I've not spoke to Jay. I know he was trying to get hold of me the other day, so whether he was trying to explain it or whatever, I don't know. I've not seen it. But I would also take, man, please take this the right way, unless you... I would also take a lot of things that I said with a pinch of salt sometimes. I know the way they've been printed. Because as I said to you before, you can basically manipulate whatever you want, how you want to see it said. So I haven't really spoke to him about it, but you can't really blame the fans for... I think if fans are having a go, then yeah, there's always a period where people have to adapt to what level they're at, but that doesn't take away from the fact that the fans come week in, week out, and they're there to support the club. So whether they cheer or they moan, they're quite entitled to do what they want at the end of the day. Cheering seems to get the best out of people than moaning about them. So I'm shooting in the dark. I'm waffling on because I haven't seen the article. And that's the truth. If I'd have seen it, I would have said it.
Reader Johnson, how was he? You know, he comes back into the team. Obviously, you've thrown him back in there and he's maybe not 100% fit in terms of being match fit. You know, how was he after that game?
Tired, stiff, sore. But the one thing with Reds is that he's a fit lad. He's a very strong, fit lad. So basically we said to him, look, well, I said to him, look, just give me what you've got. And then when my eye tells me that you look like you've had enough and he has to trust me on that, then I'll bring him off. And after an hour, I just felt that there's one or two tackles that he made that look a little bit lazy. But it's not laziness, it's tiredness. And I just thought, that's it, his time is done. And the good thing at the moment is we've got players that we can slot in. As I said, you know, the ones off on the bench or in the stand are just as important, if not more important, than the ones that are playing, because they're the ones who have to step in. And I think now we've got a variety of players around the place that, you know, when someone's not doing or they are injured, they just slot in and they, you know, that continuity keeps going.
How's Giles Coke?
Giles is still in the pot and probably will be looking at after the international break.
Do you sort of consider making any moves there now, or are you just happy to go with what you've got?
We'll just see what Giles is like over the next two or three days. We have got people we can pull back if we want to, or we can look in the markets for a loan. But at the moment, we've had another good result and we're looking in the market, and I think that's a little bit unfair on the players who have done the business at the moment in time. I think if it's needed, we will look at it. But at the moment, we'll go with what we've got unless, you know, we sit down as a group and think differently.
Was it, important, obviously it's important to win a game, but lost a couple of tight games to make sure that it didn't sort of turn into another bad run, that you've got to win there and now you're on the front foot?
We just played four teams at the top and we just took 6 points out of 12. Mm. Is that a good return? We're disappointed we didn't have an extra point. We're disappointed we didn't have 3 points or maybe another point against Watford. So if we actually get what we want on Saturday, then you're looking at 9 points out of 15. And it looks a little bit better then, doesn't it? You know, the stats look a little bit better again. But we've just come off the back of playing four teams that are in the top six and we've had a 50-50 results against them. We are the home side. We think we are capable of beating the team that's top, but we'll have to be at our best and we'll have to make sure that everybody performs to the best of their ability, and that's what we're looking at. But wins are always important. It doesn't matter what stage. But the one thing we knew after the Watford game, and certainly the second half against Forest, they weren't bad performances. It was just that we didn't do the right things at the vital time. And against Leicester, we did. And that's the consistency and the level that we want to get to.
If you carry on the form that you've had since Christmas, really, will you sort of maybe even look back in the summer and think, I can look at five or six games where we probably had a good case to get something from or maybe even win? And then you look at that league table and think, what could have been? maybe.
You'd always look back and sort of say, well, if we'd have done this, if we'd have done that. And listen, the thing that I haven't got that hindsight. I haven't got that. I can't turn back the clock. And everybody will always tell you at the end of the season, no matter where we finish, oh, well, I said if we'd have done this, if we'd have done that. But then if we hadn't lost the games on the trot, whatsoever, then we mightn't be in the position that we're in now. We mightn't have changed the squad. We might have, you know, we might have just been ticking along. So, but I've said before, when you bring in frees and loans and everything else, a lot of the time is trial and error. You've got to find out whether they're right, because they're not getting released from their clubs on frees or loans because they're doing well. You've got to just see whether they fit into your style, your way, your culture. And that's where it becomes a little bit longer than if you go out and buy five players. You've got to make sure that four are right. If you bring in five loans and you get one really good one out of it, then you've done very well. And that's the best way to see it. But listen, I've no doubt that, I've said to you before, there'll be 30,000 managers that all know how to do it. They all think it's best. But it's not just down on a piece of paper. It's not just, you know, it's like going to the bookies afterwards, isn't it? Mm. Oh, I should have put it. I knew that horse would win, but they didn't put any money on it. So it's just backing your judgments, and at this moment in time, everything that's is right about the club feels good. But, yeah, there will have been mistakes along the way, we know that. But it's just making sure that when we are really pushing and we really feel that we're in a position as a football club to really fire ahead, that all the mistakes that we made, we think back and we realise and we don't make them again.
Are you taking a look at anyone on trial at the moment or anything? I know that's something you've done quite a lot this season.
Yeah, there's a couple of people in at the moment that we will look at. Some of the younger age, for the under-21s. And that will continue until we start again next season and it starts again. But I just feel that at this moment that there's an opportunity for the club. We are assessing the scholars. We are assessing the under-21s. And we're assessing the first team as well. So we're in that process now of making sure that we, you know, if we're going to release players, then we're all in agreement with it. We're now in the process of setting out our pre-season programme. We're looking at that now, where we go, hopefully the teams we're going to play. So everything now is getting prepared for next season. But what's our priority? Is to make sure that we stay in this division and we keep progressing.
Just one final question then. I know last summer you had quite a lot of plans for this place and for the club, and this place has changed quite a lot, hasn't it? Have you got similar sort of other things that you feel like we've got to get this right in the summer?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I've said before, if you employ me, I build, and I want to make it far better. And I just wish you could do it the next day or yesterday. But I know it takes a bit of time, and the plans that we've got, and we've just had we're having the audit done for the academy and everything else. And when you, I mean, the document will come out, hopefully, and you'll see the document that goes from the academy to the first team. And then people can have a look at it and see what we're trying to do, what we're trying to achieve here. And I think that they will be impressed with it. But the one thing it can't be a paper exercise. It has to be implemented, and that's why it'll be driven from me all the way down, and the people that are around me are going to drive it also. And we have plans here that will turn this football club, if it's done right, into a club that's, you know, as I said, got rid of all them 15-20 years ahead,
back into, you know, like a Premier League club again.
Well, that's our aim. We ain't here to do anything else but to try and turn this club back into a Premiership football club. And whether that be, you know, next season or 2 years or 3 years or 4 years, it doesn't really matter. But as long as we have that plan in place, and then we try and do it. And along the way, there'll be the ups and the downs. I've said that all along. If it goes well for you and everything else, then it becomes another problem somewhere along the line. But we are trying to make sure that everything is right. And listen, I don't know, you're the best people to ask, you the likes of yourselves. You just said that you walk around, you see a difference. You come next week or the week after, you'll see another difference, you'll see other changes, because it's continuing. We are trying to make it into a football club that as soon as someone walks through them gates, whether it be parents or young kids, then they're impressed by it. And that just takes, that's the lick of paint, that's the the progression. And on our side, the football side, we've got to make sure that our recruitment and our way we coach the players and their learning process is done properly. And that's why the documents that will come out, that we have to do anyway for the audit, will show how far we've come and where we want to go.